This July the 3rd will mark the 25th anniversary of the 1993 floods that impacted the city of Madison. To commemorate the anniversary, KJAM Radio, with the help of a number of local residents, will be sharing the stories of that day. This is Looking Back, the Flood of 1993. This episode is brought to you by Winter Incorporated, the Madison Volunteer Fire Department, and East River Electric. As the waters began to recede and the damage was assessed, KJAM Radio reported live on the Lake County Emergency Declarations.
Now, the Lake County Commission has requested an emergency declaration for Lake County due to the severe flooding causing a threat to life and property. Lake County Civil Defense Director Ron Hughes explains that.
That emergency declaration means that we have exhausted our resources for monetary involvement so that we can make a request to the state and request National Guard units and equipment from them.
In response to the flooding and the power outage in the city of Madison, National Guard soldiers have been called out to assist, and that Governor Walter D. Miller has directed Major General Harold J. Secor, the Guard Adjutant General, to activate Guard soldiers to move equipment to Madison and to assist with security. These 15 soldiers are moving 4 generators and 5 water trailers to the city and will also help local law enforcement officials deter looting of those houses that have been evacuated around Lake Herman. And General Secor says that the Guard is on state emergency duty at Madison to assist the community with functions that exceed the capabilities of the local government.
This episode of Looking Back has been brought to you by First Madison Insurance, Farmers Ag Center, and Helena of Madison. Looking Back, the Flood of 1993 can also be found at AmazingMadison.com.